Don't move. You're listening to Harpy Hour.
We just want to share another awesome podcast with you first.
So check these guys out and stay tuned for this week's episode of Harpy Hour.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yes, Will I Am. Are you ready to bring on the weird?
Did you just make a Will I Am joke?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. I'll allow it. Anyway, we're just a couple of harmless guys digging into weird things we don't know much about.
We're just trying to figure out what the hell is happening in the world outside our homes.
Do we get things wrong?
Without a doubt.
Are we learning from those mistakes?
Not anytime soon.
Are you entertained by the crap we're talking about?
Of course. That's why I always listen to the show.
You listen? All right, what do you like to listen to about the show?
I like aliens, conspiracies, cryptids, NWO, shadow government, you name it.
What? Hold on. Do the aliens come from inside the Earth instead of interstellar travel? What made the conspiracy start? Why did that cryptid evolve to do the things it does? Who runs this NWO?
Listen in as we dive into all manners of subjects as we bring on the weird.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Reddit. You can listen to clips of our episodes on our YouTube channel.
Listen, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser.com. You can also listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Harpy Hour may contain explicit language, as well as graphic, violent, and sexual content. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Harpy Hour.
The harpiest of all the hours in the day.
Aloha.
Oh my God, we haven't done this in so fucking long.
I know, right?
Yeah. When is the last time we recorded?
A long
like
time
a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
This feels weird.
Dusting off.
Listeners, our lives are busy.
We're really busy. Popular.
We're so popular. I was away for 2 weeks. Tracy's about to be away for, 10 days or some shit?
Two weeks?
2 weeks. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. We are also in very different time zones.
Yep.
That's the standard. We always are.
Yeah. But it doesn't help.
No. I don't think we've ever recorded in the same time zone except for the trial
episode.
The secret trial episode.
Wait, you guys, I have a thing to share. So our friend Blurner, when he came to visit, when Blurner came to visit in August, he introduced me to his friend Schmabs, and I mentioned offhandedly that I have a podcast and was telling her stories and whatnot. Here is our text chain. This was right after dinner with Blurner and Schmabs. Hey, Tracy, so great to see you last night. Hope to stay connected and get together. P.S. What's your podcast again? I want to listen and send critiques of your poorly spoken German.
Oh, is Schmabs German?
Is she German?
No. She just wants to tell me that I'm underperforming. So I sent her the link. She wrote back exactly a week later saying, I'm loving Harpy Hour. Applause, applause, heart. And then today she wrote to me saying, bad news, not sure we can be friends because I'm such a Harpy Hour fangirl now. She said she just finished the gay Abe Lincoln episode. I'm like, you just binged very far.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, that was like a month ago or something.
She might have started later, like our intro advises you to.
She didn't tell me that. That's not what she said.
Yeah, see, I assume people listen to podcasts like I do from the beginning forward.
That's what I do, too.
Right, but maybe she's listening the other way around.
Well, also, we told people to start listening at, like, episode 37.
Yeah.
Or recommend that it might be a good place to start.
She wrote, it distracts me during the day, and then I begin Googling random stuff.
Nice.
So, shout out to Schmabs.
Schmabs, become a Patreon.
Yeah, Patroni Baloney.
Yeah, if you love us that much.
Exactly. So there you go.
Well, she's already gotten her shout out, so.
Well, no, we didn't use her real name, so. I don't know if that counts.
Oh, wait, her name is not Schmabs?
I know.
Oh, there was a new, millennial name.
Technicality.
You're right, it's Schmabbly. That's just her nickname.
Who are we?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Schmacy.
Schliz and Steph. It kind of works for mine.
No, yours needs to be Steph. Not Schleff.
Not Steph. Meph.
That's not the... That's almost the same.
I'll be Bleff.
I'm Spacey.
I'm Shiz.
I'm Bleff.
Yours sounds like... I don't know.
It sounds anyway. Like almost something. You just put is on anything and it makes it weird.
Shiz.
Blizz.
Blizz.
Well, anyways, this is our podcast where we share ridiculous stories in history, science, and entertainment.
After we babble on about nothing for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
But first, we want to share our thanks.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we have a lot of thanks to give.
We do. We're very thankful this week.
Our first Patreon shout out is Schmike.
I think the Patreons, we should just say their real name.
They're giving us money. We should tell them. We should say their names.
Okay, Mike.
Ugh, so boring. Thanks, Mike.
We know Mike and we love
do
Mike.
Know Mike. Yeah. We adore Mike.
Please don't stop paying us, Mike.
Mike is like our number one fan, like actually real.
He listens the minute it drops.
Yeah.
Like, he's waiting at midnight and refreshing until the episode comes out and then listens until 1 a.m.
Well, he still commutes to work, so he listens on his drive, and he will tell me, not that it's happened very often, but like one time where we had like a glitch that we left in the audio. Like, so I was listening to Harpy Hour and I noticed blah, blah, blah. And
it's like,
so
God
he's
damn it, Mike.
The one who's like our quality control. But also,
really, we should be paying him.
Honestly, yeah. Mike should be on the payroll, but whatever.
Okay, we aren't even on the payroll.
Actually, true.
But thank you, Mike, for your sponsorship.
Thanks, Mike.
And your volunteer work.
Yes. Your charity work.
He's an intern. Direct all your nasty emails to Mike.
Yes.
Whenever I have a comment to share with the other harpies, and I'm like, oh, one of our listeners had feedback, and they're like, was it Mike? Because he's the only one.
Always Mike. It's always, it has never not been Mike.
Yeah. Mike and my mom.
Oh, and your mom, yes.
Regularly giving me feedback.
That's true. That's true.
And we take it. So thank you.
We do.
Next up, we have Angelina.
Angelina! Woo-hoo. Oh, I should look up how to say... Hold on.
How to say Angelina in German?
No, I know how to say Angelina in German. Danke!
That's what you needed to look up?
Danke schön.
Dankeschön.
Oh, Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Oh, the way that English is described, the pronunciation is thank you.
What? What are you reading?
What?
It's I used Google Translate, and it has the phonetics for both English and German.
Well, I think you don't know how to read phonetics then.
Thong you.
That's not how you... That's not... You're not doing English right.
Okay, so Angelina's going to withdraw her money. So let's calm down. Next up, we have Thomas, not Tom.
Tracy's best man.
Yep, my best man, not Craig.
Craig's best man.
Just mine.
You share everything now. Equal
we
custody
do.
Over Thomas.
Does that mean he has equal custody over you two?
Fuck no.
I take it back.
I am my own woman.
So there you go.
Fuck you, Tom. You don't own me. Thank you for your donation.
All right. And our last but equally awesome Patreon shout out for today is Sam.
Yay, Sam! We don't
Thank
know you,
Sam.
And that's great.
Yeah, we have nothing else to say about it.
We've never interacted with Sam before. We don't know Sam.
But we love you, Sam.
He's a genuine, true fan who doesn't owe us anything because they're not our friend.
But you're our friend now. You're our friend now.
Now you're our friend. You've purchased our friendship. Thank you.
We appreciate it. It was a good deal. It was a good deal.
I don't know. My friendship costs $20 a month, but whatever.
So you're getting it at a discount. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Liz is actually your frenemy.
But in all seriousness, Sam, if you're listening, like, send us an email. Say hi. Let us know who you are. Why do you like us? Tell us all about you.
We like
why
you.
Why do you like us?
You know why we like you.
We need affirmation.
Positive affirmation.
You guys.
Tracy.
You guys.
What?
I just got a notification, a news alert, that El Chapo's safe house is going to be given away in a lottery.
Oh. Patreons. We need more Patreons.
We need them. We need to buy El Chapo's safe house.
I really don't want to figure out that on our taxes.
That's the only thing that's preventing us from buying El Chapo's.
That's it. It's the only thing standing in the way. Liz's laziness when it comes to taxes.
We'll talk about this offline.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, at long last, we have a show to do.
Oh, fuck.
Well, Steph.
Yes.
What are you harping on today?
My topic today is flying in the face of logic.
That's literally everything you do. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Not very specific.
No.
There's a pun in there that you'll get later.
Is it flying? Is it about the random funny shit that happened in our attempts to learn how to fly?
No.
Oh, is it? Isn't there that like competition where
I don't know what it is, but no.
you have to like make your own like wings, and you basically just run off a cliff into water and see.
Oh my god,
that sounds like a massive liability.
That sounds like a massacre.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Well, there's water below you.
How high up are you?
I don't know.
No, don't do that.
God. Okay, we need. No, we need to move on.
So you know what I have not covered in a while? A good conspiracy theory.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love conspiracy theories.
Tracy, I think you are particularly going to love this one and have some things to say.
Yes!
Is it
yes.
Flat Earth?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's not.
Flying.
I thought about doing Flat Earth. It is on my list.
Flying in the face. Okay.
I was thinking of doing that one. I was also thinking of other classics like the JFK assassination,
sure.
9/11, moon landing.
There's just so many to choose from.
I know. But I was like, I wanted to Google and find something truly ridiculous, like birds aren't real level ridiculous.
I'm so ready. My body is ready for this. Go ahead.
And I landed
like a bird
or a plane on the Denver airport.
Denver airport! Denver airport! Oh, it's so full of mystery and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you guys ever heard of this? I guess, Tracy, you have. I didn't know any of this.
It's fucking nuts, man.
Well, isn't Birds Aren't Real in part based under the Denver airport?
I am so happy you remembered that.
Yeah.
That's the only thing about it that I associate as like being mysterious.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up all the way at the end because I didn't think you guys would remember. But yeah, birds aren't real.
I listen to our show.
Yeah. The birds are manufactured. One of their facilities is supposedly underneath the Denver airport.
Yes.
So I did not understand at the time why they chose to include the Denver airport in their like crazy ass story. But now I understand that this is just... This is conspiracy theory central.
Yeah. Yeah. We're fucking nuts, man.
I'm curious to see which of these Tracy's heard of.
I have at least one.
No spoilers.
I won't. But I have at least one in my mind right now.
Okay, good. So before we start, like before we get into the craziness, a little bit of history. Not too
Denver
much.
Denver Airport is in Colorado.
The definition of an airport. No. So the Denver Airport, DIA,
Nobody calls it that. Nobody calls it that.
The DIA. I'm going to call it that sometimes because it's shorter.
All right, fine.
Opened on February 28th, 1995, 16 months behind schedule and $2 billion over budget.
Yep.
It is 53 square miles, making it the largest airport in North America and the second largest in the world. That is enormous.
I didn't know that.
Bigger than some cities. Like, I had no idea it was that big.
It's pretty fucking big, yeah. I mean, I knew it was bigger than most airports, but I guess I just didn't know that it was the largest in North America. That's bizarre.
Second largest in the world.
Sorry, it's biggest in what? Sorry, like, in what kind of measurement?
Like land
mass.
Like,
area?
Like, okay. The area, like land area. Square mileage. Yeah.
Okay. But not, like, the number of terminals per se.
Or no, like, not necessarily terminals or like how busy it is, like gates, physically, like yeah, the space it occupies in the world. People question why it was so over budget and so late, and they speculate that it was because nefarious add-ons were being built.
We're known for being very nefarious.
Theorists also question why the airport was built at all, as Denver already had the Stapleton Airport, which they thought was just fine.
I thought you were going to say, because why does Denver need an airport? Who goes there?
That's where I thought you were going.
No. They had an airport, the Stapleton Airport. And they were like, this is just fine. Why do we need a new one?
Fun fact, they just renamed Stapleton because Stapleton was a massive racist.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep, it's great. Anyway.
I didn't know it was like, is it still active, Stapleton?
The airport? I don't know. I don't know if the airport is, but it's a suburb. It's like a neighborhood.
Gotcha.
And that neighborhood, they had a whole like campaign, like, what should we rename Stapleton? Because it came out that he was like this massive racist.
Oh,
and cool. I don't remember what they settled on, but I know that they had like a Bodie McBoatface kind of like contest about it.
Yeah. Nice. Anyway, back to the airport.
Yes.
Stapleton was not just fine. It was 5 miles from downtown Denver, so it caused a ton of traffic, ton of noise. It also limited downtown's ability to build upwards because you can't have like super tall buildings around an airport.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so clearly it's gone now because we have building.
It got sued multiple times by surrounding neighborhoods because of noise violations.
Okay.
It ran out of space to expand unless it wanted to like decontaminate and build upon a Superfund site. And it had 6 runways that overlapped each other, so only 3 could actually be used at a time. The DIA has 6 runways that are spread out, so 5 can be used at one time.
Mm-hmm.
The longest runways at Stapleton were only 10,000 feet long, which is like the bare minimum needed to get a plane up into Denver's thin air. And the DIA's runways are 12,000 to 16,000 feet long.
Okay.
So they just work better.
Plenty of room for error.
Exactly. So, cool your jets, Denver.
Oh, God.
That's why you got a new airport. You're welcome.
We're doing this again, aren't we?
Oh, we're going to do it again.
Perfect. I'm so excited. Go ahead.
Okay, enough history. Let's take off into conspiracy world.
This is why she was late. She was just...
She was doing her puns. She was perfecting her puns.
Yeah, going through her notes and seeing how many more puns she could add.
Not just going through them, just giggling at them. Just like...
Pause here for effect.
Yeah. Dramatic hand gesture no one sees.
One common theory is that the DIA is a hub of various secret societies. Yes, I'm going to keep doing that.
I think that's just the use of the word.
Yeah,
hub.
I don't feel like
I don't think that's a pun.
That's just...
Hub is a pun. Airports are called hubs for like certain airlines.
Yeah.
But it has
I think you just
use meaning.
The word hub.
Yeah, it has the same like meaning.
It's
yeah.
fine. It works.
Okay.
Just give it to me.
You're so punny.
No, we're already giving you too much.
Yeah, we really are.
So it's the hub of various secret societies, including the Freemasons, the Illuminati, and the New World Order. The New World Order, FYI, in case you had not, if you don't know much about it like I didn't, it is allegedly a cabal of world elites conspiring to overthrow existing world governments and just like take over the world.
Nice.
So unclear if the theorists believe that all of these secret societies like coexist in the airport or if like you just people believe different societies are there. I'm not sure if there's any debate over who actually is there or not, but one or all of those are there.
Okay.
Some believe that the layout of the DIA's 6 runways look like a swastika. So besides these secret societies, there's also Nazis.
Sure.
I'm going to send you guys a picture right now of the alleged swastika.
Sure.
I was gonna say I'm on Google right now.
Oh, you're already on it on your own. Okay, cool.
I mean, this it's loosely.
I mean,
sort of.
Like, if
but...
you like squint your eyes and use your imagination, like you're trying to see it, you can see it. But
yeah.
It's like kind of lumpy. It's got a few extra lines, but like whatever.
Yeah, it's that seems like a stretch.
I mean, I guess what I want to know is how it compares to other airports, because looking at it, I also feel like it looks logistically appropriate, like in terms of the way runways, like, oh, it's like, oh, this allows for a safe takeoff and landing.
Is this an unusual configuration?
Well, you have like a logical brain versus like a conspiracy theorist brain, Elizabeth. So one airport spokeswoman once said that it looks to her or to the airport officials like a pinwheel rather than a swastika.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind. Yeah,
that's the official line. It's a pinwheel.
Right. OK.
The old Denver airport had parallel runways, which apparently made it more difficult to take off and land in bad weather.
Okay.
I guess maybe they didn't have other options or something. I mean, they can only go in one direction.
Yeah, you need to be able to have multiple like approach angles so that if the wind's too high or something, you can like pivot and come at it from a different.
So supposedly having it this way makes it easier to navigate the bad weather. I guess also if there's like multiple planes in the air or something, I don't know. But it makes it more efficient. And like I said before, there's the capability of multiple takeoffs and landings happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that's the swastika shit.
Okay.
Now let's talk about the dedication capstone. This is another piece of evidence that these secret societies exist.
Okay.
There is a dedication capstone at the airport's south entrance, dated March 19th, 1994. And beneath that capstone is a time capsule containing, quote, messages and memorabilia to the people of Colorado in 2094. So it's supposed to be opened 100 years from when it was placed.
Okay.
Supposedly it's filled with memorabilia from 1994, like a credit card, a Colorado flag, newspapers from the DIA's opening day, coins, a signed baseball, and former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb's used sneakers. Ew.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Because he did some campaign where he went like door to door. And so like that's a nod to his campaign or something. Gross.
I mean, I don't feel like people 100 years from now need to know that, but okay.
I guess he was that beloved at the time. I don't know. Seems kind of weird to me. But who knows what else it holds for the future?
Who
probably
knows?
A bunch of like secret weapons for the secret societies to secretly take over the world.
No, it's probably like a CD player with a mix CD or some shit, like or like a cassette or player.
Yeah, I was gonna say cassette. If anything,
A VHS.
You're
it's a
right.
VHS of The Lion King.
Oh no, yeah, no,
that would be really mysterious if it had like an iPod of current music.
Ooh. I think the iPods came out in what, the early
2000s? That was the Twilight Zone.
I know.
Okay.
On the stone marker, there is the square and compass symbol of the Freemasons.
Okay.
And the names of two local Grand Lodges and their Grand Masters. Dun dun dun.
Okay.
Airport officials say that these symbols and these names are there because the Mason Lodges crafted and laid the stones, as stonemasons are wont to do.
Well, yeah, they're masons. I see no reason not to use the masons.
Literally doing their job.
Okay, cool.
Side note, the White House and the U.S. Capitol have cornerstones with markings of local Mason Lodges as well.
It goes all the way to the top. The Mason's gonna mace.
The stone also mentions a group called the New World Airport Commission, who some believe sounds suspiciously similar to the New World Order.
Yeah.
The New World Airport Commission was reportedly a temporary commission formed to arrange the airport's opening festivities.
Okay.
Why an airport needs all that pomp and circumstance, I don't know, but supposedly that's what it was.
Because it costs a gazillion dollars.
Let's throw a gazillion more at it to throw a bunch of festivities.
So these are like event planners for the airport?
They're event planners, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. That's what they were. It doesn't exist anymore. It's not like a group that still exists, but it was...
Or do they?
A group that temporarily exists to arrange this.
Okay. All right.
There are also a series of raised dots on the stone that some believe are actually a keypad. And if you push the dots in the correct sequence, either the time capsule will open or you'll gain access to this like secret underground base. More on the secret underground base later.
Perfect.
Or even like trigger some global mass genocide event. Spoilers, the dots are Braille.
I was gonna say that's the first thing I thought of when you just said there were dots on it.
It's fucking Braille.
I can't.
But what does it say?
probably the same thing that it's underneath.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm sure it's just a translation. Like, I don't. Okay.
One airport employee claims that she has seen Freemason members try to swipe membership cards near the time capsule just to see if anything would happen.
Just let me in. I mean.
Also, like, did 1994, did we have card touch capabilities?
Yeah, like, are there chips on their cards?
Yeah, I don't fully.
Let's talk about What Lies Beneath.
I hated that movie.
A robot bird factory.
That movie terrified me as a child.
Yeah, that was a scary one.
I know. Can't trust anyone.
So theorists believe that there are several underground levels beneath the airport, as well as like secret bunkers, buried buildings, and miles of like underground tunnels. They say that these exist for the secret society members to live in, to ride out the apocalypse.
Sure.
More on the apocalypse in a little bit.
Okay, great.
There are theories that some of the underground tunnels connect the airport to at least two Air Force bases, and or the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, which is 100 miles away in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I was going to say, Colorado Springs is where that
very
is.
Very south, yeah.
I've seen it.
100 miles away. Like, side note, building a tunnel of that length would take decades.
Yeah.
Like, a really long-ass time.
That feels unlikely to me.
After the movie Us came out in 2019, people started speculating that a murderous community of doppelgangers might live in these bunkers and tunnels, awaiting for the arrival of their moment to rise up and take over.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure, sure.
Some think that the tunnels lead to future Nazi concentration camps and prisons.
Yep.
So some think that the barbed wire around the airport have the barbed part angled inward rather than outward, like most other airports supposedly do.
To keep people in. Like,
it's keeping something in instead of out. Yeah. So maybe that's like for the future Nazi camps. I could neither confirm nor debunk if this was true about the fences. So Tracy, I need you to like run over and take a look for me.
Okay. I'll live stream it.
Thanks. Another theory is that it's kind of like an Area 51. So people are down there experimenting on aliens and like reconstructing UFOs, shit like that. Some employees have gone through like the tunnels down there and drawn aliens and like alien type art on the walls as like a joke. But this just fuels theorists' beliefs further.
Yeah.
Others believe that this underground layer is actually the home to the lizard people.
Yes!
That's right. Reptoids are back, baby.
Yes!
They're all back. This is the mecca of like conspiracy theories.
It is.
This is where they are born, live, and die.
You should be living in the Denver airport just for fodder for this podcast.
I know. Like, I just need to like hang out there for a month.
We're going
to
use our Patreon money to fund Steph staying at the Colorado airport for research.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds awful. I don't want to live in an airport. I had to stay overnight in an airport once when my plane got canceled, and it was the worst. So supposedly the reptoids live under the Denver airport, flying under the radar.
Why don't you just live with the lizard people and then you'll have roommates to keep you company?
There we go.
They probably have beds if they live down there.
Supposedly some employees will like have like been known in the past to don lizard masks to prank each other. And like, I guess there was one time that like Fox News was down there and they like this guy put a lizard mask on and like ran around with it. And now it's on like conspiracy theory websites. Like, look at this evidence of lizard people. It's like, no, that was a guy in a mask.
That's amazing.
Now, there actually are like several subterranean levels of the airport. They contain like the train that takes passengers between terminals.
I imagine that's like all airports and like Disney World. Like,
it's like super normal.
Right. They had an automated baggage system, which ended up not working and was abandoned. That's down there too. And also apparently some office space. Who wants to work underground? I don't know. But anyway, there's a bunch of other shit underneath there. But it's normal airport stuff. So, the apocalypse, which I mentioned before. Let's talk more about that. There are art pieces at the DIA that theorists think are warnings of an impending apocalypse, including two 28-foot-wide murals by Leo Tenguma. Each mural is two panels, so there's two sets of two panels.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is called Children of the World Dream of Peace. And the first panel depicts war and death, and there's this kind of Nazi-looking soldier wearing a gas mask. He has a sword and a machine gun. And then the second panel shows the soldier now dead and happy children from around the world taking all the swords from the world and turning them into plowshares. And there's a rainbow overhead. I guess like turning it in like swords into plowshares is some kind of reference to a Bible passage that I don't know, but
okay,
that's what they're doing.
Only Tracy would know that out of the three of us.
I mean,
you were raised Catholic too.
Yeah, but I don't pretend to know anything about it.
There's that song. Oh, it's from Les Mis. It's, you know, they will walk behind the plowshare. They will put away the sword. The chains will be broken and all men will have their reward. Might be a reference to that.
I don't know.
Because that is a Bible reference.
The second mural is called, or the second set of murals is called In Peace and Harmony with Nature. So the first panel shows a forest burning and the children, like children around it mourning over dead women and dead animals. And there's also like animals in glass boxes with little museum type placards on the boxes. So this represents museums being the only place you can see these animals now because they're extinct.
Oh, shit.
And then the second panel shows children of the world coming together with like a thriving environment and they're planting this new seed and there's this beautiful new colorful plant growing. So these, I don't know if you guys have seen these or Tracy, if you've seen these, but they're really beautiful pieces and they're clearly sending a message about the younger generations, like coming together to save the planet and make peace, yeah, not war. And like, if you're a sane person, like that's the message you'll get from these things.
Yeah, I've definitely walked past it. I haven't looked at it, but
yeah, take some time to look at them. They're really pretty.
Well, I fly out on Saturday, so
there you go. But the wackos of the world think that these are full of clues of the apocalypse and the rise of a totalitarian world government taking over.
Sure.
They think the animals in the glass boxes that I mentioned are actually elite species being saved.
Yeah, like Noah's Ark style.
I guess, yeah, but only like the elite species, like how they're going to save the elite new
just
world order.
See whatever you want to see.
Exactly. They also say that there's a reference to the Mayan calendar ending in 2012, that whole apocalypse shit.
But we're still here.
Well, this is, you know, from 1994 when this was made.
So. Okay.
What they're really looking at is there's like a depiction of a small stone carved with Mayan style decorations to represent what it's supposed to represent, according to the artist, is the decline of indigenous people. Psst. The artist was Mayan.
Got it.
That's probably why he put that in there.
Yeah.
And if you look at the whole like message of each mural and not cherry pick bits and pieces, it's like hopeful messages, not apocalypse.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, though, like some people put little Easter eggs in the work that they create.
God, Liz is a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, fucking A.
How did we not see this coming?
They got her.
Give me a Taylor Swift music video and I will show you.
I'm not mad about that.
On the floor near the murals, there's a little like engraving of a mine cart. And inside the mine cart are the letters capital A, lowercase u, space capital A lowercase g. So AU AG.
Isn't that like silver and gold?
Yes. Yes, they are.
I'm so smart and sciencey.
Colorado is well known for its gold and silver mines, and those are the chemical symbols for silver and gold. So that's why that's there.
Hashtag science.
Conspiracy theorists believe that AU AG stands for Australian Antigen.
What?
A biological weapon that the Illuminati and the New World Order are going to unleash on the world for their genocide apocalypse.
This is just really...
I mean, you're not even trying anymore. Like,
I just wonder if people if anybody like actually believes that's what it means, or if they're just trying to like pick something apart. And
they're assigning meaning to something that has no meaning. So Australia antigen is a real thing. It is the surface antigen of hepatitis B. Hepatitis B is not really a disease that would cause any kind of mass extinction. It's a very survivable disease, and it's not really a good biological weapon. Furthermore, the Australia antigen is a surface protein on the hepatitis B virus. So it's not what causes the infection. It's a little protein that sits on top of the virus. So if you expose people to the surface antigen, you're essentially immunizing them against hepatitis B. Because like you just like make the people, not giving them the infection, you're giving them this protein, so they would mount an immune response. Basically, you're giving them a vaccine. Science!
I just
Well, you know those anti-vaxxers, you can't win with anybody. So even if that's what it means, it's bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How silly of me.
Jeez.
Another suspicious piece of art is a series of photos by Alex Sweetman called Art Chronicles. Very clever title. It's a series of photos documenting the construction of the airport. So there's one photo that shows like a bison standing in a snowy field. And then there's like bright yellow sunflowers in a field. And there's a field of dead sunflowers. And a sane person might look at these and be like, oh, it's showing the passage of time and the seasons.
Sure.
But others think that like the dead sunflowers are some sign of the apocalypse or something.
Okay, great.
And then there's Blucifer. Tracy, do you know Blucifer?
Oh, yes, I do.
It sounds like Bleff and Stacy. Like,
what?
It sounds like it's supposed to be Lucifer, but they just put Blucifer in it.
No,
like
it's
our friends Blurner and Schbabs.
It's the blue Bronco outside of the airport.
It's a Mustang.
Also a Bronco. With orange eyes that are creepy as fuck if you're driving at night.
Yes. So Blucifer is a 32-foot tall, 9,000-pound cast fiberglass sculpture of a blue horse with red eyes rearing up on its hind legs.
So this is the theory that I had thought of immediately when you said your topic.
So officially, this piece of art, this sculpture, is named Mustang, but Denverites know him as Blucifer.
Mm-hmm.
From Blue Lucifer. Blucifer.
Yes, he's terrifying.
He was sculpted by an artist named Luis Jimenez, and he worked on Blucifer for almost a decade, and he was almost done with Blucifer when Blucifer accidentally fell on him in his art studio in June 2006, severing an artery in his leg, which I can only assume is his femoral artery, and killing him.
Yeah. I did hear this one.
I thought it was when they were installing him, at the airport. But
it could be, but wait, there's wrong. More.
Yeah. It killed the artist in the studio. Blucifer was eventually completed by Jimenez's children, and he was unveiled at the airport in 2008, 2 years after he passed away, or a year and a half. Because of Blucifer's history of murder, many believe he is cursed.
Yep, super cursed.
Some also think he is a symbol of one of the horses that will be ridden by the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
I mean, I don't know about that one, but he does have a criminal record, so.
He does. And let's talk about a few other miscellaneous conspiracies. So the grinning gargoyles. There are a pair of smiling gargoyles sitting in open suitcases that are atop these columns in the east and west baggage claim areas of the airport. Have you seen these, Tracy?
No, maybe I just haven't noticed.
Yeah, they have to look up, I guess.
You're
too close to the ground.
She's too short. Yeah.
Oh no, I missed it. I'll definitely look for it.
Ask Craig to hold you up when you're there this weekend.
Yeah, maybe if Craig puts me on his shoulders, I'll be able to get a glimpse of the gargoyles.
Well, it'll be in 2 weeks when she's returning.
Correct.
It's the baggage claim.
Right.
Together, these two are known as Notre Denver.
It's so dumb.
By the artist Terry Allen.
Okay.
Gargoyles in architectural history supposedly like protect buildings and the people inside them from evil spirits. So at the airport, they're supposedly supposed to represent like safe arrival of baggage or something. But others choose to see them as harbingers of evil.
So not safe return of the passengers, but safe return of your bag.
Well, because they're in the baggage claim.
And I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it might be better to put them like...
Either, whatever. If your baggage got there, you got there. You're on the same plane. You're on the same plane.
That's not a entirely accurate assumption.
You're on the same plane.
Whatever.
There are strange words written all over the airport floor in some unknown, possibly alien language.
Latin?
So like one area, like one quote I found was, this is all in capitals, DZIT space DIT space GAII. Zit dit guy?
Yep.
Spoilers, not alien, it's Navajo. It's the names of what they considered sacred mountains in Colorado.
God, white people are terrible.
I know.
God damn
Nothing
it.
Nefarious, just Navajo.
Oh my God.
The Queen of England, who is supposedly a part of the Illuminati.
Well, sure.
Has been buying up real estate near the airport, supposedly.
Okay.
There is no evidence that the Royal Crown owns property in Denver, but they do own property like all over the world. So even if they do own property near the airport, it's probably because property near an airport is a good investment, not because they're like want to be close to the bunkers for the apocalypse.
I for sure feel like I would know if the royal family had some kind of, you know, a bunker or whatever in town. Like, I feel like that would be a thing.
Well, if it wasn't a bunker and it was just land or property.
But still, like, people would know that, you know? Like,
well, they're saying that they do.
Dumb.
I mean, it might not necessarily meant to be used by the royal family. It could be for, like...
They just own it.
Staff or something to...
Or maybe they just, like, own it and rent it out to make a little extra cash. Passive income.
They are strapped.
The royal family doesn't need to be running an Airbnb. Like, what the fuck?
Well, they're not going to live forever on their, like, reserves. Eventually, they got to make more money. Otherwise, they're going to have to, like, marry into wealthy families in America, as we learned from Liz.
Yeah.
The funds run out eventually.
Okay.
In 2007, 14 planes at the DAA had their windshields cracked. I couldn't really find if this was all in one day or in a short period of time or just like across several months, but 14 planes had cracked windshields.
Okay.
Most of these happened when the plane were on the ground, but one did happen when the plane was at 19,000 feet above the airport.
Well, that's not good.
That's not great. Conspiracy theorists believe that this was an electromagnetic pulse from a nuclear testing site under the airport.
I mean, couldn't it just have been the difference of temperature when you, like, land or take off?
Don't be so logical.
I'm sorry. I just can't stop sciencing, you guys. I can't stop.
Electromagnetic pulses affect electronics. So if an electronic magnetic pulse had occurred, it's more likely that it would have wreaked havoc on the electrical systems of the planes and the airport.
Sure.
Not physically cracked windshields. Like, that's not what electromagnetic pulses do.
Well, do you think maybe they would have any sort of like meters or something on the windows that have like electric components to like measure outside air temperature or something like that? And then like if that broke, it could have cracked the windshield.
I don't know if that's in the glass or like around the glass. But also, like, again, it would probably affect other electronic shit in the plane, not just the windshield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Officially, the cause was debris that was blown around in the cold air, temperature changes, heavy winds that are known to afflict the airport.
Yeah.
Supposedly, cracked windshields of cars is not uncommon in Denver. I don't know if that's...
They have, like, sleet and hail.
Tracy, can you confirm?
Yes.
Do you know anyone whose windshield spontaneously cracked?
Spontaneously cracked? No. We do have a lot of hail. Craig got stuck in hail, I think it was 2 days ago.
Oh, there you go.
So...
And, oh, my next note is about birds aren't real, but you guys do remember birds aren't real, that was under the Denver airport. Episode 2, guys. Go back and listen to my segment of episode 2 if you want to hear about birds aren't real.
That's still one of my favorite segments.
That was episode 2?
Stop it.
I believe so. It's either 2 or 3, but I think I think it was two.
I think it was. I think she's right. I think
oh
she's right.
Oh my goodness.
Actually, it might have been episode one.
No, episode one was about the animals, like the birds that steered the planes. Beluga whales and all that stuff. The therapy beluga.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
The animal research.
That was episode one. Episode two. Yeah, episode two. Genocide and ham sandwiches.
Jesus. Wow.
That was my segment. All the way back.
And I remembered this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Elizabeth.
I remember, too. She just said it first.
No, give me the credit.
That's not fair.
You can share 50-50.
Oh, yay.
Back in 2016, the DIA started embracing the conspiracy theory hype, and so they just, like, decided to lean into it.
Yeah.
In honor of October as Conspiracy Month, which I could not confirm if that's a real thing or not.
Is that just something we made up in Denver?
It might have been a thing, like, the DIA just made up. I'm not sure.
Awesome.
I couldn't find anywhere else, like, October being Conspiracy Month.
It's just a staff party they have.
Which, like, if it is a real thing, like, perfect, because this episode airs in October, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
Yeah. They designed a museum-like exhibit to display all the conspiracy theories. Most of the conspiracy theories, they wisely chose not to lean into, like, the Nazi swastika stuff. But everything else they leaned into. They had a conspiracy-themed costume party.
Yeah.
And they had a free viewing of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, because some say that the coordinates that the aliens landed at in the film was the DIA's current location. Fun fact, it's not.
Great.
These coordinates actually go to an empty field 51 miles north of the airport.
Oh, but I mean, it's close.
It's close, but it's not the airport.
Relatively.
It's not like in the middle of the ocean.
It's just one giant airport away. In 2019, an animatronic talking gargoyle was installed in the Great Hall of the airport. I don't know if it's still there.
It's but definitely not there. I would absolutely know if that was there.
So it would say things like, "Welcome to the Illuminati headquarters. I mean the Denver airport."
That's so incredible.
It seems like there's probably a camera and a microphone inside the gargoyle and someone controlling it live, because people actually have full-on conversations with it. There's a guy in, like, a cowboy hat, and he's like, "Hey, did you get an extra seat for that hat?" He has a conversation with a little girl, and he's like, "What do you think my favorite food is?" And she's like, "Humans?" And he's like, "Cumin? I love cumin." Like, which means that it's somebody's job to just control this gargoyle, and I love that.
How do I get that job? I can do that.
If the gargoyle's still there, you should apply.
I really should.
How large are the gargoyles?
I don't know how large the statues are, but this statue in the video, it looks like it's, I don't know, 2 or 3 feet tall or something, and it's sitting on a little pillar, and people just, like, walk up to it and start talking to it.
I was going to ask if there was, like, the appropriate size for somebody to just be inside of it.
Oh, no. I don't think anyone's inside of it. I mean, it's sitting on top of a column, so maybe the whole thing from, like, the column to the top of the gargoyle is probably, like, 7 feet tall or something, because people have to look up at it, but
sure.
7-8 feet. But it doesn't look like it's a person in a costume or anything.
Look, there could be, like, a secret door to the column, and then you just have Tracy inside.
There you
yes.
go. I mean, it's 2019 when this happened. It's probably somebody remotely just watching and talking to people. Recently, the DIA has been posting ads that further lean into the conspiracy theories. So my favorites are, there's a reptoid, like a lizard. It's like a human with a button-down shirt and slacks, but then they superimpose, like, lizard head and green hands. And it says, "What are we doing? A, adding amazing new restaurants and bars.
Yes,
B,
I've seen this.
Building an Illuminati headquarters. C, remodeling the lizard people lair."
They definitely had these.
It was this year.
Oh, I remember the cat with the tinfoil hat.
That's
the
one I was going to bring up next. That's my other favorite. It's a cat and a tinfoil hat, and it says, "What are we creating? A, more space for interesting artwork. B, a better airport experience. C, zombie cat layers."
I'm 1,000% sure I sent this to you guys over Snapchat.
Probably.
A photo of that. I'm 1,000% sure I did.
Was there, like, construction going on at the airport or something? And so they just, like, had...
Yeah, they were remodeling.
Right, so they put these signs over, you know, those big walls they put up. I'm guessing they just put these signs over there. Be like, "What are we doing behind this wall?"
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one of Blucifer, and you see Blucifer with, like, the laser eyes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one with the cat looks like Willow.
Oh, it does. Oh, it was a conspiracy theorist.
My little conspiracy cat.
Oh.
Conspiracy kitty.
So anyway, so none of any, like all of this, none of this makes sense logically if you stop to think about it for like 5 seconds. If the Illuminati and the Freemasons and the Nazis and the Reptoids were all ganging up and hanging out under the airport plotting mass genocide and world domination, why the fuck would they leave a bunch of clues advertising their plans? Like, wouldn't they want to be as secret as possible? Why would they just put a bunch of like Easter eggs all over the airport for people to figure out what they're up to? It doesn't make any sense. It'd be like Bin Laden painting a mural of the Twin Towers collapsing before 9/11 happened. No.
Yep.
That wouldn't happen.
Yep.
That's idiotic. None of it makes sense. And that's all I got for you. That's the idiotic, ridiculous conspiracy theories of the Denver airport. Tracy, I need you to go investigate all of this immediately.
So on Saturday morning when I fly out, I'll try and look at like a bunch of the stuff because you have to walk through baggage claim if you're coming from parking, like long-term parking. And then when I come back, it'll be during conspiracy month, apparently. So
there you go.
I will look again. So I will investigate this situation.
And please make note of the fence.
Sure will.
I want to know if the fence faces inward or outward. Tracy.
What?
This is your call to action.
I am ready to answer the call.
Thank you for your service.
If you want to know how this mission turns out, you can listen to Harpy Hour on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Wherever you listen, please rate us and leave us a creepy review.
Do you know about other secret clues or Easter eggs around Denver Airport or perhaps your own local airport? Tell us about them. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Harpy Hour Pod, and you can email us at harpyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
Are you a billionaire who's part of the New World Order and the Illuminati and have extra cash lying around you don't know what to do with because you already funded the Denver airport construction?
Also, you've been living under the Denver airport, so you don't need it to pay mortgage anymore?
I don't know if they're living there now or they're just ready to like be there at a moment's notice when the apocalypse happens.
All right. You're right. Semantics.
Unclear.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we can take that extra money off your hands and turn it into extra content. So head on over to Patreon, take a look at all the different tiers we have, and please donate to us to help keep us on the air.
Or help us buy El Chapo's safe house.
That too.
Doing the taxes.
We'll hire somebody. If we can afford El Chapo's house, we can afford a tax guy.
I was going to say, I hope that the El Chapo house has like a secret compartment that has
with all the $1 million tax documents in it.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Pow. Do 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 do.